Yo, welcome to another episode of Sophisticatedly Ratchet, where we keep it real in the world of fake. All right, today we're going to be talking about celebrity cheaters. That's right. What would you do if put in a similar situation yourself? Right? One of the first couples we brought up was Ime Aduke and Nia Long. And the question we asked in reference to them was, if you moved for love only to find out your partner was actively cheating, what would you do in that situation? It's crazy, right? One of the next questions we asked is involving Love is Blind. I don't know if you guys are watching, but you should definitely get on if you're not. But is cheating hereditary? Also, how late is too late for your partner to show up at home and not say anything? All right? So all that and more on today's episode of So Ratchet Podcast. Let's get it. From the RFB. From the RFB.
He's back.
Okay. From the RFB. I'm going to let you know. I'm going to put that into context for you. When he came out and said, I'm a bad husband, right? What he meant to say is, bitch, I'm actively cheating right now. So, you know what I'm saying? This is what's going on.
I'm trying to do better. Bad. I'm trying to do better.
I need to let you know that I'm bad at this. And I'm actively doing this shit.
That's facts.
Sometimes you need to translate this shit to women that this is what's going on. What is he saying when he says he's not?
He's code switching. He's code switching.
He's telling you he's cheating. This is what he does right now. This is what he's doing.
The Sophisticatedly Ratchet Podcast is a roundtable, conversational podcast that gives a voice to the Black experience.
Millennials from New York City, sharing our views on Black lifestyle, culture, relationships, religion, and current events.
Here at SR, we strive to give our listeners the real in the world of fake.
Worldly professionals with class that also know how to switch it up.
Now let's talk our wild shit.
Yeah. Yes. Peace, gang.
Yes. Facts. What it do? What it do?
Yeah.
Hey, it's your boy Shake. That's right. Y'all already know what time it is, Mr. HSD, Mr. RFB. I still got to think about it. You already know what time it is because I'm reformed now, all right? And I still have to think about being reformed. But anyhow, right? Ew. So, let me introduce my squad, ladies and gentlemen.
Who are we?
Who are they? Oh, well, I'll tell you who we are. We are Sophisticatedly Ratchet Podcast.
And
we keep it real. We are a Black culture podcast that keeps it real in a world of fake. All right? Boom. Let me introduce my squad. All right? All right? Number one, we're going to introduce my boy, Mash, Spew Guy, Drip Drip. What a dude. Introduce yourself.
Yo. Man.
All right. Give it up. You got a speech?
Yo.
You got a speech written?
It was good. It's your boy, Mash, a.k.a. the Spew Guy, Drip Drip. Please say the Drip Drip. Representing South Jamaica, Queens. Appreciate you, gang. For those who don't know, Spew is an abbreviation for spreading positive energy wherever. And as a Spew Guy, it's my job to enrich the lives of everybody that I meet. My pronouns are Drip Drip. And I'm here. Let's do it, tribe.
Gang. Oh, man. The next person we're about to introduce, it's my girl TJ, the Ice Queen. Let's go, girl.
Frigid on you hoes.
Hey, tribe. I'm TJ, the Unicorn at Gemini, and I bring duality to the podcast. They call me the Ice Queen. And happy Wednesday, tribe.
Crazy
gang,
shit.
Gang.
Yeah,
right.
Crazy word. Right.
All right. So our number three ain't here right now. You know what I'm saying? But she will join us a little later. Right? She had a lot of shit going on. So she
coming. Play a song in tribute.
Play a song in tribute.
All right. Cut that shit. All right. So last person I'm going to introduce.
Your favorite. your favorite?
Absolutely not my favorite, this piece of shit right here. Yes. But he is the philosopher, all right? And he be philosophizing from time to time, though I haven't heard much philosophy from him yet. Right? He'll get there, all right?
Jab, Flash the philosopher.
That's cool.
Jab.
You know, he's not a fan yet. That's why he don't hear him when I drop my philosophy. It's okay. Mm. Yo, you know what's interesting fact, though? Shake actually coined me with the extra thing on my name, the philosopher, because me and him actually used to get on the phone and talk mad shit, and we would have like these moments.
Aha moments.
But yo, today I'm the man who believes that, I wrote this down the other day, I made this shit up, but attention is the product and intention is the antidote. All right, it's your boy Flash the philosopher. It is he, it is me, it is I. Gang, gang, what up?
Gang.
Gang shit, king. What's poppin' with you?
Yes, sir.
Right, all right, all right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move into our No Bad Days segment, which today is going to be hosted by, and I know you miss her, just going to be hosted by my girl, the Ice Queen, TJ. Bring it. Give it to him, TJ.
It's going to be a great-ass day, because I said it was going to be a great-ass day. I won't accept nothing else.
Nothing.
Nothing bad will enter my day.
Say that shit like you mean it.
Every day.
No bad.
Talk your shit.
Welcome back, tribe, to another Wednesday. No bad days. You should not have a bad day because you are at choice. Usually I bring singing bowls, but we're trying something different with the No Bad Days segment. It doesn't have to be all about chakras. It could be affirmations, and we all have a lot to share. Today, I'm going to stay away from the singing bowls myself and share some wisdom that I have that I'd like to share with the tribe. And if you didn't know, you are the tribe. All right. So recently, I had an experience where I was speaking to a friend and I was explaining to her that everything that happens in your life, only you get to determine whether it's good or bad. And in every experience, there. What's so funny about that, Flash?
I'm trying to maintain. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. And in every experience, there's a lesson specifically for you. This is my belief. This is my belief. The universe is trying to teach you something from every experience. And it's your job to ask yourself, sit with yourself and ask yourself, what am I supposed to learn from this? What did I learn from this?
Mm.
And that's a little bit of wisdom that I have for you today.
That was it?
I'll take it. I appreciate that. Thank you. Clap my nigga up. Clap my nigga up. That was good.
Woo! I love that.
It's for a reason, tribe. What's the
I love that.
What's the lesson in it?
I love that. I love that, TJ. Very simple. All right. So y'all already know what time it is. We are going to the next segment of our show, Flash, Cue Me Up. What time is it? Word of the week.
The segment that we don't like that. The segment that we don't like that. Nobody likes the segment.
Why you don't like the segment, Flash? Because you get to learn, motherfucker?
No, because I'm tired of winning, nigga. Come on, bro.
Oh, wow. Okay. Even though you didn't win last time, bro. When I threw the hoodie on, son. When I threw the hoodie on, son, I took you down, son. Anyhow. All right? That is a pause.
Yeah, nigga, say some Chris Brown shit.
Anyhow, so today's word of the week is so, ladies and gentlemen, today's word of the week is poco corriente. Okay, it's a little difficult. How many syllables is that? Poco corriente. It's 5 syllables, ladies and gentlemen. It's poco corriente, and it's an adjective. Okay, so my audio listeners, it's spelled P O C O. C-U-R-A-N-T-E, okay? Poco corriente. And it means, the word means caring little, indifferent, or apathetic, okay? Now, the word can be used as an adjective or a noun, right? You can be poco corriente, or you can be a poco corriente, all right? So you can describe a person as a poco corriente. That's what noun, when you use it as a noun, means. He's a poco corriente. All right. So I'm going to use it in a sentence for you. All right. So back in my younger whole days, when I was the AFF, Shorty told me she loved me, and I was like, "Trick, I'm good." I was definitely on my Poco Corrente shit. All right,
well, you're a little long ass sentence, nigga. You
no, it's good.
Pull back, bro.
Poco Corrente. Poco Corrente sound like a bad bitch.
Yo,
Poco Corrente, like you know her?
Like a Pocahontas. You think about Pocahontas? You think about Pocahontas?
She was the baddest, you know, out of all of the Disney princesses.
No way, Jasmine. No way, Jasmine.
Until they came out with the Black
Jasmine
princess.
Was popping. Jasmine was popping too. Yeah.
The Black princess was past my time. I can't even say. I know that when I was a kid, it was Jasmine. She was the closest thing to a black girl, like a Disney princess.
I
that
think was Pocahontas too. She was bad too. If you got called a Pocahontas, you was like, oh, that's she's cute, you know?
Just across the riverbed. Yes, Lice.
Yeah.
You know it? You know the song?
That was a song from Pocahontas?
Yeah, just across the riverbed.
I only watched Pocahontas once, bro. I wasn't really
into it. I don't remember
it
like
that
either.
Bro.
I just remember like being cute with long hair.
Across the riverbed, bro? Like, he do that song. I ain't mad at you. Like,
oh, man. Y'all niggas, y'all got to connect with your childhood. Connect to your inner voice. Your inner voice. Listen.
What was you humping to Pocahontas? My God.
He was a
What was you humping to Pocahontas movies and shit? Like,
I was humping to Pocahontas?
Yeah, because remember you was the king of humpers and shit. So I remember you saying you used to hump girls in the closet. Was you thinking about Pocahontas? Just across the riverbed.
Nah, I like black girls. So the girls I was humping, I knew they was black. They was dead. It wasn't Pocahontas. I knew what I was doing. Poco Corrente, nigga.
Nigga asked you if you had a theme song to hump to, nigga. That's crazy.
Ding me, nigga. We just learned the word. There was a 2-minute cooldown in between that shit. I used it.
We were still in the explanation, nigga. That's crazy, but go ahead.
I like the
way. Poco Corrente, you heard it, nigga.
All right.
Poco Corrente.
Once again, Tribe, welcome to the episode. Right quick, let's hit him with the 2020. Who doing it? Who's doing it today?
Tribe, you can listen to us everywhere you hear podcasts. Every Wednesday, we drop new episodes. This is your opportunity right now to hit the like button.
Bang that shit.
Hit the subscribe button. Hit the follow button. And then tell all your friends to do the same. We love you. We love when you leave us comments. We love when you connect with us. Every first Wednesday, we go live. So check us out. We're on YouTube at So Ratchet Space Podcast. We're on IG as well. Make sure you're following us on IG. We're at So Ratchet Podcast on IG. So Ratchet Podcast on TikTok. So Ratchet Podcast on Threads. And So Ratchet Pod on Twitter.
Factual.
Yeah, we're kind of still on Twitter. But thank you so much for tuning in, and hit the like button right now. And share us with a friend. Bye.
You done, TJ?
And we got merch. SoRatchetShop.com.
SoRatchetShop.com. You're it. All right.
And we got the models. All three of us, except for me, is wearing So Ratchet merch. And we got the hoodies out,
know.
Tribe.
Yeah, I already know.
You're not following directions.
If y'all are on YouTube, please check out my So Ratchet hoodie. I definitely popping off, right? And we got t-shirts, we got hoodies, we got all that. So, today's episode, we are going to dive into the complex world of celebrity cheaters. We're going to examine how we might navigate these cheating situations if we were faced with them ourselves, all right? Mm. So the first couple I'd like to bring up, and it's some news that happened a while ago, all right? It's Nia Long, all right? For those of you who don't know, Nia Long.
Who's Nia Long?
Who's Nia Long?
Who's Nia Long? What is Nia Long famous for to you?
Nia Long.
To you, yeah.
She's been in mad movies. I can't really even bring up
just one. What movie comes to mind for you?
I got one.
Go ahead, TJ.
Friday, when she was running down the block and Friday. Her booty and her titties was looking right, and they was like, damn.
Thanks. Facts.
She's Trini, y'all. She got Trini in her blood. So shout out to my family.
She was the one who Craig was hitting on in Friday. I remember that.
Yo, she was in Fresh Prince even before that.
Fresh Prince was where I loved it. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, bro.
Yo, I forgot about that too, man. You know, Nia Long has been around for a long time. She's been in the game for a while. Okay.
Love Jones.
You know what I'm saying? Real shit. Love Jones.
Classic. Yeah.
Oh, no, Love Jones, son. That was like one of the best sex scenes ever, yo. Love Jones, bro. Yo, real, bro. Yeah.
When they was in the house together and they didn't sleep together that first night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they were laying tossing and turning because they wanted to have sex. You remember that scene? Mm. Go watch it again, Joe Tribe. Go watch Love is Blind. I mean, Love is Blind. Love Jones.
Yo, she was in Love Soul Jones. Food too, right?
What?
Soul Food.
Yeah, she's Bird. She was Bird fucking in the bathroom.
Yeah. I love Soul Food.
Yeah.
Big Mama.
The family fucked my husband.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good movie.
So Nia Long was engaged to Ime Adoke, all right?
Who's that?
Since 2015, and they have a son together. So Ime Adoke is the former Boston Celtics head coach, and now he's the head coach of the Houston Rockets, all right?
Upgrade.
So he had a consensual relationship with a staff member, which was against the guidelines of the team.
Facts.
And it had been reported that he had relationships with at least two staff members. But the one he got in trouble for was the travel planner for the Boston Celtics, Kathleen Lynch. All right. She is a devout Mormon, married with two kids. All right. Kathleen, who's actually white, she did not face any disciplinary actions. And when the Boston Celtics decided to come out with a tweet to expose Ime, she was not named in a tweet. She was actually named as an unknown assailant. Okay. During all of this right here, Nia Long was in the process of moving from LA to Boston. As a matter of fact, like, she was already in the beginning phases of moving. Now, this investigation had been going on for months. Ime knew this investigation was going on.
Thanks.
He hadn't told her a thing about what was going on in this investigation. All right. While she was allegedly. So apparently they were house shopping when she actually found out, and this was a week before the tweet was actually released, that, you know, he was getting in trouble and he was going on suspension. So I guess they have finally came up with a final result. They, like, they let him know, hey, we're gonna suspend you, and he had to let her know something, like, why are you not gonna be on TV this season, right? So he had to let her know at this point, hey, yeah, I'm being suspended, you know. That's what the guys do sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's some bullshit. That's what people do sometimes until they have to tell you. They won't tell. Yeah, you're right. Until they have to tell you, they won't tell you. What was you going to say, Flash?
No, in my mind, I'm just sitting here like, damn, if she had to find out that close, I know in his gut, like, that shit must have been,
oof,
like, because they moving. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And she's moving from what? I think like L.A.? To Boston or whatever, wherever
LA to Boston. LA to Boston. That's what he was living, you know, in saying? Boston.
And from what I understand too, she was taking her time as far as like focusing on her career, why she also didn't want to move. So I know in his gut, he just sitting here like, oh, this shit about to get crazy. Mm-hmm. But I gotta maintain my composure.
Yeah.
That's different.
But you know what it is. He's probably one of those dudes that's just praying for the best. Like, maybe they won't do anything. Maybe they're just like, throw it under the rug, push it under the rug, because, you know, I'm making sure this team is winning. You know what I'm saying? Like, we get into
the team winning? Can we talk about that? How was the team doing? Performing?
They didn't win a chip.
They didn't win a chip. But under Ime Adoke, they significantly improved.
Yeah, I think they went to the finals.
They significantly improved under him. You know what I mean? So, you know, that goes to... It kind of fucks me up because it makes me wonder why they would do it this way as far as, like, release a tweet to expose him when, you know, this is not the first time in the NBA you've seen...
That's what I was going to say. Is it a race thing?
This is some shit that happens a lot, okay? People cheat on their wives all the time, and that's what people are thinking. That is because she's black.
It's race.
All right? And then for Nia Long, the fact that they released the information, the way they released the information was a public embarrassment. right? Mm-hmm. They made it public, like, immediately. Like, put it out there to the public. This is what he did. He was fucking around. And that's why we had to suspend him from the team. And she was very upset about it and vocal, okay? So Nia Long was blasting the Celtics. She has been blasting the Celtics for protecting the woman who was sleeping with her husband.
Facts.
But they failed, who was a white woman, and they failed to protect her. They didn't even care about protecting her. You know what
I'm saying? What, you talking about the
white woman? Correct.
No. They protected her. You mean they protected her?
No.
They failed to protect
Nia Long.
Okay. Right.
They were protecting the white woman because they were making sure they protected her identity and everything. They actually had to investigate to figure out who it was because, you know, if anybody mentioned
her name.
They would be suspended. Like, it was real like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could get... What's this guy's name? Real famous commentator, black guy. What's his name?
Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A. Smith mentioned something about her on the show, and he was forced to apologize because he had... Yeah. I forget what he called her. He didn't say her name, but, you know, he had mentioned something about her, and he was
forced to Jezebel? Apologize.
Yeah, he's something like that.
Like, this is Jezebel. Who want to fuck management?
he had to apologize. So here's my question to you guys, okay? If you relocated for love, only to find out that your partner was actively cheating where he or she was, how would you handle that same situation?
Mm-hmm. I'm married?
No, you're not married because they're not married. They're engaged, okay?
Facts. But you
moved.
Okay.
But you moved. But she moved all the way across the country for love. All the way for love, all right? And you find out that they're actively cheating. Do you think you can work it out? Like, how would you handle that same situation?
Well, you know, me personally, I don't condone disrespectful cheating, right? If you're going to cheat, you got to cheat respectfully. This is what I would consider disrespectfully cheating because, you know, his company exposed him. So, you know, since he got caught, you know, you're in trouble. So I wouldn't forgive it. I'd have to bounce. I wouldn't feel comfortable staying in that space if I knew that this person was dishonest.
Yeah. Nash, can you define respectfully cheating for me?
Because sure, no problem. So respectfully cheating is cheating, but respectfully, right? Mm-hmm. Meaning that you are out of town. You know, you're making sure that you are not saving contacts. Preferably not a coworker. Okay. You gotta make sure that there's 3 degrees of separation from you and your situations to make sure that there's way that she could find out that you were cheating. That's being respectful, right? Uh-huh. For those dudes who go to those massage parlors and get the happy ending at the end, respectfully cheating, all right? Respectfully, because they're paying for a service, okay? That's respectfully cheating. Uh-huh. Anything outside of that, if I did something shorthanded and my girl found out, I was being disrespectful. I was disrespectfully cheating.
If
you get caught, you disrespectfully cheating.
If I fuck my girlfriend's best friend, that's disrespectful.
Disrespectfully cheating.
100%. You know what I'm saying? If I fuck the next door neighbor, right?
Disrespectful cheating.
You know what I'm saying? So it depends on who, where, what, why, when, and how you got into it that can make it respectful. Flash, you have something to say, bro?
You know, I mean, part of what he was doing was respectful to a certain degree. We're not saying like, you know, the cheating. We're just saying like he was kind of respectfully cheating. The only part, I agree though, he shouldn't have fucked with something so close to home in terms of his home base. Because you have to remember though, Nia Long was living in L.A. all the while.
You know, Kathleen was the one who was planning all her trips to come to the game.
Like booking her own flights, all types of shit.
She's a travel planner. She was very close to Nia.
So I feel like he was kind of respectfully doing it too, because he was like, he would tell her like, take care of Nia, you know, like make sure you do the right thing. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, but put on first class. Shake said this is like the third time.
Second time. That we know about. So this is the second person that he cheated with on
that came out public.
No, it didn't come out public the first time. When they found out about the first time, apparently they talked to him about it and said, yo, we look down upon this right here. You know, we don't want this type of thing in our organization. And then it happened again. And maybe that could be a reason that they went public with it.
My question would be, what's the company guidelines? Like, what the contract say? Like, what are the restrictions as far as dating? Yeah, what's the policy with that organization?
Fraternization.
You know?
I mean,
question that.
Here's the thing, though. At the end of the day, hold on. At the end of the day, right? You don't really need guidelines on that right there. I mean, you do, but you're not really, because he's in a place of power. You are the coach of the team. Technically, he has power over Kathleen, right? And this this is true. He has power over, he can get rid of her. So you cannot have sex with people you have power over.
Because
people who are your direct reports, because she directly reported to him in the team. So he had power over her. So now you put yourself in a situation where it could be considered, it could be considered rape. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Why? Why we take it there? Why? It's consensual.
But that's why the team
inappropriate, maybe. But I wouldn't go as far as to say rape. It's shunned upon here. It's shunned upon here, bro.
Fuck the $200.
Okay. Let me just say. Okay, I'm not gonna say rape. I will say inappropriate. All right, I'll say inappropriate. Okay. But my thing is, you can technically force somebody who works for you to have sex with you. Like, you got to understand, this was the whole premise of the Me Too movement.
When you're in a place of power,
you can force people to have sex with you.
I'm familiar with quid pro quo and all of that good stuff. You know, you got to make sure that you're not using your power to abuse your staff. Mm-hmm. I get that 100%. Mm-hmm. But what he did was that was not appropriate. Like, you can't be fucking with staff in general. Just like you said, like, that's not okay. For the fact that he spoke to you about it, they gave you a warning, like a slap on the wrist, and you still doing it. He was looking for trouble. You was looking for trouble, bro.
That's a fact. Motion that's a fact. At
the front door. Somebody got security.
Motion detected? That's you, Flash? Okay.
Get the yapa.
She still got the code, nigga.
Get the yapa. Check the camera.
So in my opinion, if I move from my lady and I move to a different city, I'm going to be honest with you. I have to have another reason why I moved there besides this person in order for me to move. Like, I'm not going to move specifically just for love. I'm going to move because, hey, I like this city. I see some growth in this city. I see myself in this city somehow. If I can't see myself in that city by myself, I wouldn't make that move. You know what I'm saying?
That's not the fucking question, though, nigga.
No, but that's what I'm saying, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, so if I'm there and I find out my partner is cheating, it's because if I'm there and I find out my partner is cheating, nigga, I have a plan B. I already have a plan B in place, nigga, because I don't make those kind of moves without having a plan B, okay? Because I know that I can be successful in this town. Like, for example,
What does that mean, though? That means you would have had, like, a whole, ready on standby? Like, ha, gotcha, bitch? Like, what does that mean?
No, I would have moved.
So you can pay for the premium tender so you can make sure before he get there, he's swiping and shit. You're like, I'm set.
The niggas said the place is already ready for me. I'm like, what does that mean? You got a whole stashed everywhere.
Got the reserves, nigga. What the fuck? Building a franchise in this motherfucker.
You got an extra job waiting on it.
Facts. I'm one of those dudes that don't move without a plan B, son. And that's all that means. All that means is, hey, yo, okay, will I forgive it? No, I'm not going to forgive it. Because you over here, you're blatantly cheating. And especially if it's with somebody with your job, you been cheating before I got there. How do I know the shit is going to stop? You know what I'm saying? And especially if you are a habitual cheater, like, I don't believe it's going to stop. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And obviously, my penis ain't enough for you, okay? Uh-huh. So I need to find a chick who my penis is enough for, period.
Honestly, it's also a sign, like, you know, you risking the bag, too. Like, that's a sign, like, you know.
He got suspended.
As a provider, I could see her viewing him as irresponsible. Because not only being irresponsible with our relationship, you being irresponsible with the finances. I mean, she may not even depend on him like that for the finances because she got her own or whatever. But I'm just saying that's a sign of weakness, I would say.
Facts. Yeah, I hear that.
Shake, do you mind just saying the question again? Oh, wait, Flash, you had something to say?
No, I was going to shout out Mo. I said Mo just joined the show.
Mo joined. Hey, what up, Mo?
So what was the question, Shay?
So the question is if you moved for love only to find out that your partner was cheating. Let me make it even more specific. Like, if you moved across the country for love only to find out that your partner was actively cheating how would you handle that situation?
Okay. Mo, you up?
So, actually,
fault. I was... No, but TJ did not answer yet.
Oh, my go fault, ahead. My fault.
So, I'll give you some time, Mo. But I actually had a question for Spew God Drip Drip. I feel like... And I just wanted to ask him if he feels like this is a respectful form of cheating if you cheat with someone that's married, too. Because I feel like when people cheat, if you're married, if both people are married and they're cheating... You know, they don't want their partners to find out. So that's, to me, is a form of respectfully cheating. It just sucks that it was within the organization, you know, and he, you know, she reports to him, right? What would you guys say since Smash isn't?
That, you know, that's interesting because I kind of agree. I feel like when you, if you cheat with somebody that's married, y'all probably like, we got a lot to lose, right? You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say, I'm thinking if you cheat with somebody that's married, both of you guys would have a lot to lose. So you're both invested in protecting that and ensuring that that doesn't come out. Right, because you both have livelihoods, you know, especially if you both know you're not leaving your husband or your wife,
your partner,
then your partner, right? You're gonna more so try to protect that, I would say.
Yeah, you know what be fucking it up though for me? I don't mean to cut you off too. It's just that when you work with somebody, you can sometimes just always tell like who fucking, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like something had to happen where they made it hot or something for this to have been found out, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't even think it was, or at least not from what I heard, it wasn't on like no private investigation shit. It was like, you know, they found out. So it was probably just messy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
And that's not respectful.
Right.
That does, Flash, I agree with you. I you can see the sexually charged energy between people at work a lot of times. And some people could kind of, I mean, they don't exactly know. But they can be like, you know, and then with all the hotels and stuff that they were staying in, you don't think nobody saw her going to his room a few times? You don't think they got a little lovey-dovey when Nia wasn't around? I feel like people get a little comfortable when they're around people that they're comfortable with, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like even with like coworkers, when you know coworkers are fucking with each other and shit, they get a little comfortable because their partners aren't around. But then you got other people in the organization who are looking at it and like, and giving them the side eye, you know what I'm saying? Right. So we don't know if it was respectful, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, because they work together, it makes it disrespectful, which is a big issue for me. You know what I'm saying?
So no, so for me, I think that this is a multi-layered answer because they are engaged, they do have a child together, and the plan is for them to be a unit. And I can't be a family if you in one state and I'm in another state for multiple months because you're working. Yeah. So, you know, I would definitely want to, and it seemed like she was kind of on his side in the sense that why are we protecting the side chick and then out in my situation? So I think, you know, and also it depends on what their dynamic was in their relationship, whether that was considered like a deal breaker for them. You know, when you are a celebrity, you know that pussy's thrown at you left and right, and you're around basketball players and, you know, or, you know, you're just a part of a very popular company, the NBA, bitches are going to be coming for you. So maybe that's not even a big deal breaker for her. But I think because it was so outed in public, it could have been. But I think she has a lot to think about. She doesn't have just herself to think about, because maybe the love is an issue, but you also have your child that is also a boy that should be around the father. You know, so I think it's a lot to think about for me specifically. That is a deal breaker for me. But, you know, as I get older, I want to know why my partner cheated. I wouldn't say it's a firm deal breaker. I would want to know why my partner cheated and, you know, if we could fix it. Because there's a lot that goes into cheating. You're lying, you know, you're being deceitful, you know, there's so many other layers to it. And if we can get to the root cause of it and fix it and actions show and prove, because I don't know if I'm willing to give up, you know, having that family, that nuclear family for my child because of the situation, but it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of work.
I'm complete. To be honest with you, I really think that the way it got released had a really big effect on whether they could work it out, because they made it so public. Like, it wasn't like the team basically put it out to the world. They tweeted it, right? So now everybody knows. So you're not even giving them a chance to try to work it through. Not because everybody knows, you know what I mean? But go ahead, Mo.
So first I want to say, I want to know if it would have been the same response if it was a white man
And we talked about this already.
Okay, yeah, so I'm sure. I'm just putting that out there. Second of all, I agree with TJ. Because it's a child involved, it's a kind of different dynamic, right? Mm-hmm. Because now she has her child to think about. If it was just her, she can up and leave in a heartbeat. Listen, I'm out of here. But when there's a child involved and you want to have the child grow up with his father, you know, that's his father. So you have a lot more to consider. I do agree because of the public humiliation. That's probably why she also left, because that's a lot to deal with, right? And you have everybody looking at you. You have people looking at you if you stay. You have people looking at you if you leave. You know, thinking about, oh, she's an idiot if she's staying. And, you know, so just to judge the judgment of all of that can just have you leave, even if you really did want to stay. But it's kind of like, yo, if this happened behind closed doors, yeah, I could have stayed because nobody's in my business. But when there's so many eyes on you and that public humiliation, that goes into a lot, you know, to determine her her decision making. So, but it's definitely harder, I would guess, say when you have a child, you know, and being in the limelight like that. So it's hard.
You know, Mo, I definitely concur. I don't feel like I would be so poco carante with this situation because it was public. And this is the thing, though. I still feel like I'm 50-50, though. Because part of me, yeah, if I was moving a certain way, I know I had like a bunch of money. And if we didn't have a kid involved, chances are I'm probably going to just up and leave and go figure out my life back to where I wanted to be and shit like that. But because with the kid, though, I feel like that's a different type of bond. Because it's not like, oh, my gosh, now I got to get rid of this woman or something like that. Because she's still going to be in my life to some degree. And it doesn't necessarily mean that that I need to be in a relationship with her. But then I'm also looking at the dynamics between, damn, was I really not fulfilling her? You know, I'm also looking at what was going on in the relationship. And if I realize, like, damn, we just lived so far and I was only giving her dick maybe, you know, like 5 to 10 times. I don't know what the number is and shit. But maybe it wasn't enough, clearly. So that's why she needed this mistress. You said once a week?
Once a week. That's it. That's all you give it up.
And can I add one more piece when you finish, Flash? Go
ahead. Yeah. But I was saying this, though. Part of me would still entertain maybe staying, because sometimes I would have to, like, block out the public, you know, feelings or effect on me, because I also know, like, the contract, if she stays, is going to be wild for me, my nigga. Like, she's going to have to upgrade and do certain shit for me, because I know, like, bitch, do you want this? You know what I'm saying? So now the technically the ball is in my court. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you gonna say I need my dick sucked every
power dynamics.
Put on a schedule, reminders of how full and shit.
It's 5 p.m. Where you at?
But 10 p.m. Do you know where my nutsack is?
I
need eggs, steak, and my dick suck every Sunday. What? What are you talking about?
But I also wanted to add. No, I hear you, Flash, right? But in the grand scheme of things, like, she does have a son, right? So part of that also could have been in her mind. If I stay, I'm allowing my son to know that this is okay, probably for him to do to another female, and it's not.
Yeah.
You know, so there's so many dynamics that she has to think about, you know? So I just wanted to throw that piece in there, too.
Sorry. Go ahead, TJ.
No, I like that point that you made, too, but I think you could also show that you don't have to leave your partner because they cheated if you guys can work it out. Because marriage is forever, family is forever, and if you if he was really remorseful, you know, and he showed actions, you know, you can
show him how to get through tough situations.
And,
right.
And you I show the child that. Like, my parents have been married for 54 years. They've been through a lot, but they stuck together and, you know, stuff like that.
That's true, too. I'll
talk about that later
with
love.
So, I was just going to say, I think that celebrities are poco carante in general, because you have to be when it comes to traveling, right? Because I'd imagine that, you know, if you're an actor, you're on set for months at a time. He's a coach. He's traveling with the team, you know, so they have distances. They have time when they're away from each other, you know, and I'm sure that plays a part and it affects their relationship. So, you know, I would consider that, too. You know, being in a relationship with that type of dynamic.
Absolutely. You just want to get your little, you got it.
Talk, yeah.
You jealous. You just mad. I got to poke Karante out.
You got it.
Another thing for me was the fact that, you know, this happened in the public eye, and the fact that they have a kid together. the fact that they have a kid together would really hard on a kid because of how how popular they are in that town. Probably. And if this kid is going to school in that town, he's hearing about this. He's hearing about this every day about how his dad is fucking somebody on the team. Even they don't know who's on the team, who they fucking on the team. Secondly, when it comes to, oh, is he remorseful? Nigga, he was fucking her for months. Okay, how remorseful can you be? It wasn't like it happened one time and he's like, oh my God, I was drunk and I'm so sad. This nigga was fucking her for mad long, son. Probably months. We don't know exactly how long it was going on, but it could have been going on for years, right? You know what I'm saying? So as far as remorsefulness, there is no remorse. But I hear what you're saying, Flash, as far as her being having to have to repay that to you or having to have to fucking to now make that up to you and the power it puts you in. But I probably wouldn't stay still. I wouldn't stay. But go ahead, Flash.
Is a time frame thing for you, Shay?
I feel like because it was it went on for so long that there is no remorse over it. And I feel like this is just something that she does. You know what I'm saying? And maybe it'll change because I moved there and she has more access to penis and shit, right? Because I was far away, right? I was far away, but I can't be sure that she's not going to be out there. I'm always going to think in the back of my mind, every time she goes out with friends, every time she's going here, every time she goes on a trip, she's fucking somebody. And for me, that's too much stress, all right? So I don't want to keep myself in that position, right? So I think I would just step away.
Yo, Shay, you know, I was going to ask Shay, because I know when you was, like, looking up homegirl or whatever the case is, the one who he was cheating with.
Kathleen Lynch.
Did you read, like, okay. You know what it is? I thought I was reading something that, like, she was, like, a Mormon or some shit like that.
She is. She's a devout Mormon.
Right.
She's a practicing Mormon. She's a practicing Mormon. Shut up, TJ.
Wow.
Right. So I felt like I was hearing shit or maybe reading shit where it was like, even with Mormons, it's like they don't even divorce as easy, you know, from their mates and stuff. So
she used to doing that shit.
Yeah, but I'm interested though. But we don't know what happened to her, though, right? Like she still got a job and she's still fucking back on the Mormons. Yeah,
she got a husband still too.
Yeah,
they don't divorce.
Right. That's facts. Okay. That's facts. And she, you know, maybe it was an arranged marriage. We don't know, bro. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she just didn't go with the guy that, you know, she was getting good penis from. He may not be laying it down the way she needs it to.
So he sends it out to get dick.
I guess. But I digress. We have to move on from this subject, ladies and gentlemen. So I hear that you guys are watching a show and there's a little bit of cheating going on in that show. What's that show called, TJ?
It's called Love is Blind, and we are in our sixth season, Tribe.
Okay.
If you have not been watching, I want to let you know that we are going to spoil it. So I want you to watch the episode ASMR. Can you hear this?
Why are you whispering to
what are you doing?
I don't know why she's
whispering. What are you doing? What's happening right now?
She whispering to people now. You can't hear her.
Y'all don't watch TikTok and ASMR. Y'all don't watch that stuff. It's
she rubbing it on the tip of her microphone too.
Yeah, you know what I'm rubbing it on my microphone.
Rubbing the tip.
Yes. So Tribe, y'all catch us on YouTube. You see exactly what we're talking about right now. All right, for the audio listeners. TJ's trying to
complete silence so you can hear me sip.
We're listening. Go ahead.
I don't know what's happening right now, Tribe, but we love y'all. Like, comment, subscribe, share. Please like, comment, subscribe.
The tea is hot, Tribe. There's some new shit that just popped off.
Oh, Lord.
We were going to talk about AD and Clay, because Clay's parents had some cheating. And we're going to talk about that. But some real hot tea right now is Jeremy. You guys remember Jeremy from the pods. And if you haven't, this is because you're not caught up. Make sure you're past season 6, episode 12. And, you know, if you haven't, just close your ears. Anyway, Jeremy connected in the pods with both Lauren and Sarah Ann. He decided to actually get engaged to Laura. Yeah. And they had a pretty decent relationship. They had some tiffs and he got the opportunity to finally meet Sarah Ann and was out till 5 a.m.
Okay.
For y'all that didn't hear me in the back, that was 5 a.m. What the fuck you was doing till 5 a.m. went home, girl? And you had your location on. So he comes into the house. And I'm not saying he was cheating, because this is what we're talking about right now, cheating. But it's messy, okay? You don't know what really happens. They said that they were just quote-unquote talking.
That seems legit.
But then they get an opportunity to go to a lake house, and then everyone gets to see each other. And Laura is completely done with him. And so is his mama, by the way. His mama read him his rights and was like, yeah, you couldn't have done that to me, because at 5 a.m. I would have left your ass too.
So wait, real quick. I just want to jump in real quick and throw this in there. For those who didn't watch it, when homeboy came back in from hanging out with old girl at 5 in the morning, shorty greeted him while he was sitting in the living room. Now, he was in the living room, but he had shades on and he was texting.
He did have shades on.
Now,
not going to hide you from this heat.
Wait, so he walked in with shades? Wait, I'm trying to understand.
Listen. So as the viewer, when they show us, they just have a scene of him sitting in the living room with shades on. He's texting. And then she comes in, and that's how it presents to us that he was out till 5 in the morning. And it didn't make sense to me till after the fact. When I went back and watched the clip, I was like, you look wild. You look wild guilty just sitting in the crib with shades on, texting in the living room after you've been out since 5 in the morning, bro. Like, guilty.
I was waiting for that sound effect right there, Nash. Good job.
Gotcha. But wait, how do we know he didn't fall asleep in the couch like at 3 o'clock and then wake up at 5 and like, oh shit, I fell asleep?
Nah, he tells all the tea. You gotta watch the show.
So
he tells all the tea. Still
with him. Lord of mercy.
So Laura is kind of frustrated with him. They do separate and part ways. He confides in his mom, and his mom is like, yeah, I would have left your ass too. 5 in the morning is crazy. And I think the way it came out is like he was out and about, and he's like, my location was on the entire time. And she handled that shit really well.
Yo, she set him up. She let the shit out of him. She had all the information in advance. She was like, she's leaving breadcrumbs. She was like, yeah, so where you was at? He was like, yeah, I was in Midtown. She's like, oh yeah, how long you was in Midtown for? He was like, I stayed there, and, you know, I came home. He was like, yeah, you stayed there all night? He's like, yeah, you know, I was in the parking lot. Oh, you was there with that chick? He was like, yeah, she was there. Okay, so you stayed there all night? He was like, yeah, I stayed there all night. I got your location. You was in the West End. He was like,
oh, so he wasn't in the right place.
Nah, he was lying. He was telling her he was somewhere, but he thought she went to sleep and wasn't going to be tracking his location as the night went on. She was tracking that the whole night. She was like, yeah, you here?
Yeah, he's
you
done. Here? He's done.
And I think he mentioned that he was on location. Like, check my location. I think he mentioned it.
But he didn't think that she was going to track it. And the fact that she had that in her back pocket and let him just sit there and cook with the shades on, bro. Oh, it was so good to watch. You got to watch that shit.
But you know what's wild, though? It's like when women, it's like if they're going to watch The Blue Dot, how they know he wasn't trying to like prepare some extravagant thing for her?
She gave him an opportunity to tell. That's the problem.
But maybe he didn't want to spoil a surprise. Maybe he was trying to plan like a big wedding or some shit.
Flash, just don't get caught cheating, because you about to get caught. The way you thinking, you going to get caught too.
He wasn't respectfully cheating.
So I guess I'm assuming that she asked him questions and he was like, oh, whatever. But she basically had the information already.
Yes. It was beautiful, Mo. The way she handled it was like a masterclass. It was so good. She did so good. Watch that shit.
I can't wait to see it.
That's not even the tea though, Tribe. But I will continue on with the story. I'll just to end it up a little bit. They end up going to like a lake house where everybody gets to meet the people that matched into the couples and the people that didn't match. Everybody's at this get together, and they are completely done. Laura reads him his rights, and she's like, you're not even upset. You just lost your fucking fiance, and he does not care. He goes jet skiing with the other connection that he had, which was Sarah Ann. And supposedly, the streets are talking that they're still together.
Nice.
Good for him. Sarah Ann tonight.
Wait, him and Sarah Ann? Well,
him and Sarah Ann, that is correct. Tonight, the reunion comes out. They're sitting next to each other. And there's a picture with her hand on his lap.
She touches that.
But that's not the tea, Tribe. What's the craziest part?
TJ whispering again. Shut up. And she said,
She back to whispering
The tea
again.
Is finished.
She ain't got nothing in the cup.
Now you know there's TikTok. And there's the bloggers. And TikTok is ruthless, Tribe.
They on top of it.
Supposedly, Jeremy was engaged a few months
before the show.
while he was even applying for the show, he was engaged.
The same Jeremy that's with whatever her aunt is? The same Jeremy that got caught with
Sarah Ann and matched with actual Lord Jesus. Correct. He was engaged. And how did that come out, Chop? And wait, and he has a child from that woman.
Wow. But never discussed it during the show.
Never, ever. Mm. So the tea is Jeremy's ex-fiance's mother was on Facebook and posted a picture with Jeremy, a baby, and the ex-fiance. And they were like, how did you get this picture to the mother?
Detective.
And she was like, it's in my phone. He was engaged to my daughter, and this is their baby. And supposedly the ex-fiance comes out and says, yeah, we were engaged and he must have applied for the show and whatever, whatever. And I think they're done. He never mentions that he has a baby on the show at all.
Nope.
That tea is piping hot right now on social media. Yeah. So everybody wants to see what's going to happen on the reunion, if he's going to address this or not. But the blogs are going crazy on Jeremy at this moment. Why would you apply for a show like this? And, you know, we're talking about celebrity cheaters in this episode. And believe it or not, the minute you go on a show like this that is broadcast to millions of people,
your whole business
is going to
be out.
You are a celebrity.
And you
cheating. They are now considered, you know, reality celebrities.
Fact.
This is trending on all social media platforms. So it's appropriate for us to talk about this right now. People are saying that he did it for clout. Tribe, what do you guys think? Because I have a question for that about that. Like, do you
are you talking about him hiding a baby?
No, just in general. Like, were you really looking for love? You were just engaged and then you apply for a show. Were you doing it for love?
And then clout for what? Like, what is your next end game? Even if it's for the clout.
He supposedly was in the pods asking people how many followers you have.
But okay. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. How we know he didn't tell his wife and family he about to go make this bread real quick and
he
come back?
He did. That's why Beyonce's mother was pissed and she posted the picture.
Facts. I'm going to fall in love with somebody.
And then you're going to stay with Sarah Ann?
This is messy.
Okay. It makes sense. It's messy.
Yo, in my mind, he gave him all kisses on the forehead, like, yo, they about to deploy me. I'll be back.
Wait, this is all the same guy? This is all the same guy?
Yeah. Huh? Jeremy.
No, it's a different
person. Wow. Oh, it's two different people?
No.
Two different people.
No, it's just Jeremy.
It's the same guy. It's the same couple. Okay. Same guy. Okay, now.
I had a question.
Go ahead, Flash. Go ahead.
I had a question. Yo, with the first story you was telling, right? And homeboy coming in late. In my mind, I was thinking like, oh,
it's the
shit.
Same guy.
No. I think it's two different. It's the same nigga. No,
that's
the same guy. No, the same guy.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
That's why I say he messes.
Crazy.
So Pete Game.
It's the first beginning of the story. Yeah.
So I had just a broad question. What time frame do y'all believe would make y'all not poco carante about your partner getting in? Did I say that right?
No.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Yeah, being different.
You
said, be upset.
No. You said getting in. What do you mean? What did that mean?
Like, what time would you come in? Like 1 a.m.? Is that okay?
Like, what time would be okay for him to come home? But he wanted to use poco carante. So he said it in the negative.
They live in North Carolina.
I didn't hear the time part if I was lost.
Yeah.
They live in North Carolina.
Well, I could tell you about North Carolina.
That's not like New York City where sometimes there's clubs and bars and North stuff Carolina's like lounges that end at 4 or 5 a.m. Yeah, everything's done at 2 a.m. If you ain't in the house by 2:30, that's a problem.
So you saying 2:30 is too late for you in terms of you?
That's perfect. That anytime after 2:30 is a problem.
Okay.
Because things shut down. If you want to stay till things shut down, no problem. But what are you coming home at 5 a.m.
Wait,
for?
You giving like, niggas... So wait, hold on. Y'all giving your partners curfews? Let's start with
No.
I'm not giving a curfew. I'm not giving a curfew. It depends. Uh-huh. New York, and it depends on the scenario. If you go into a day party, a day party is a completely different thing. If you go into a club, nobody's leaving to go to the club. You're going to get to the club around 1 o'clock. So me to expect you to be home at 2?
Yeah.
No, you're going to be there. You probably might come in at 4 o'clock from a club if you're doing a club scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let me just paint it this way. You don't hear from your partner and you don't know what time they're coming in, but they live with you. You know what I'm saying? I want to know at what time would worry y'all. Being a partner are
how long
feeling,
have they been out though, Flash? If they left at 1,
this is why it's up to interpretation. And I'm asking you, what time would actually worry you that you have not heard from your partner and they came in at whatever time, and now you're worried?
It depends on what time they left out. It depends on what time they left out. If they left out in the morning and it's now 12 midnight,
let's say they left out at 8 o'clock, Mo. Okay. They left at 8 o'clock. And it's now 2 o'clock in the morning. Are you worried right now?
Now I'm worried. I'm a little worried.
That you haven't heard anything from
that I haven't heard anything. Yeah, from 8 o'clock? Yeah. I should be hearing, you should be rumbling in about that time. So if you're
Pete Game, real quick. Because maybe I'm also asking a two-part question. Because I want to know, when do you get suspicious as well? And that's just natural.
I'm Poco Carante until 10 o'clock. After that, it's a problem.
So 10 o'clock a.m.?
In the
PM.
Morning.
PM.
Okay.
10 o'clock p.m.
From not hearing from them or expecting after her to be home at that time?
I'm Poco Carante until after 10 o'clock, right? So
and they left at 8
But wait a minute. If they left at 8, no, I'm confusing.
You know they're going out.
Not hearing or no
it's two different things. Meaning,
not hearing from you didn't, or not coming
meaning,
home.
Right. This is so MASH. So if she, you're saying 10 p.m., but what if she, so if she left out at 8 o'clock p.m., by 10 p.m., you're concerned?
Well, you know.
No. If I know where she's going,
Yeah, even if you know where she's going, at what time do you get to either start worrying and getting suspicious? I'm just curious.
Yeah, depends on the time.
I don't know. I mean, if I know where she's going, what's there to be suspicious about?
Right.
So she could come home at 5 a.m.
Right, 12 p.m. the next day. You good?
If 12 p.m. the next day, and I know where you at. If you went somewhere that requires you to be overnight, then all right. But if you're not supposed to be overnight, then that's a problem.
When we say out. We talking about partying. She went to a party with her friend.
Anything overnight that was not discussed prior is a problem.
Correct.
Like, would it be considered overnight when she comes home at 5 a.m. Because
that's overnight.
Okay. So 5 is too late for you.
That's the next morning. Like, you.
Lash asks you for a time frame. What is your time?
Six.
What is your cutoff time?
Six. If the sun is up,
you beat 6 a.m.
If you beat the sun, if you don't beat the sun, you got to explain to me.
The nigga said he was gonna doing be mad at 5, and then he gave up till 6.
He's crazy. He don't know. And first he said 10 p.m. Cut his mic off.
Let's be clear.
We gotta be
clear. That nigga said you gotta be home before the sunlight come on, nigga.
If we're talking about me being concerned about my partner doing something that they shouldn't be doing,
yeah, yeah.
We talking about, right?
And she was at 10 o'clock to go to the club at
and you got her location.
Say, she is not home. This shit is a problem.
Right.
At what point is it a problem that she is not in the house? Because for me, I'm going to say from 10 o'clock, I'm going to say at 2 o'clock, if I haven't heard from her and she ain't home, I'm going to be worried. So I'm going to call to make sure she's okay.
Right.
All right?
I say four.
I'm not gonna say four. I give two.
I think 2 o'clock. I'm cooling her to make sure she's good.
And I'm being honest too, because I'm talking about club days. Like I always say, day party, club day. Because I remember some days at the club, and I'm just speaking for myself, and I know I wasn't doing anything. It's times where after the club may finish, then you may go get breakfast, right? Because it's already early, so you might stop and get breakfast. So I agree with Shake. At 2 p.m., you might check in. Hey, babe, I ain't hear from you. Hey, babe, I just left the club. I'm on my way to get breakfast, and then I'll be home. So I think that's because I'm thinking about back then. And after that, you'd be hungry as hell. You done drank. Mm-hmm. You want to go grab a little bite to eat or stop to get a little, you know, whatever it is, sandwich, a little bite to eat, and then you come home. So who's that is feasible. She may roll in at 4 o'clock based off of the club if she left the club at 2:30.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about New York people, and the clubs don't close till 4 o'clock. Let's be correct.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Went to the let out of some shit.
Yeah, I'm just being honest.
But my thing is too, like, 4 o'clock is crazy for me because you ain't send me no text even to say like, yo, we going to the breakfast spot. Nothing, my nigga. Nothing.
Right.
You gotta be communicating.
Facts. I'm thinking she's sitting on dick at 4 o'clock. If I do the shit where I feel the side of the bed, I'm like, where my bitch at?
You know what I'm saying? The cold side of the bed.
But you definitely gotta be communicating though. You gotta be communicating. Yo, at the bare minimum.
Shake, what's that song? My bitch run the streets at night.
And I can't sleep. Yep. I can't sleep.
Oh God.
That 4 o'clock. I'm texting, I'm doing something.
Facts, facts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, T. All right, Tribe. All right, Tribe. So just to finish off the tea.
Okay, nigga. That's not tea no more, nigga.
The last drop.
Ain't nobody drink tea like that.
Like, comment, subscribe.
I wanted to talk.
Like, comment, subscribe.
I gotta talk to you guys about AD and Clay. So we watched their love story, and we saw how it ended, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But I think some real deep healing came out between Clay's family, his parents, his mother, her name is Margarita. She goes by Rita, and the father, Trevor, and I'm going to call him for this episode because I heard he has some Caribbean descent. Trevor. Okay.
Trevor.
Trevor.
Okay. Trevor. Uh-huh. The only Trevors I know are Jamaican. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. But I don't think he's Jamaican. I think he's Guyanese. But I know a Guyanese
Trevor too. I know a Guyanese Trevor.
My landlord name was Trevor, nigga. He's probably Guyanese too, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Trevor. So, Tribe, what is the going thing for Caribbean men? We know that they all...
cheating? They all cheat?
Yeah. They what?
Don't stop that. Don't do that.
Baby mamas.
Yeah, not a monolith. Don't do that.
Well, unfortunately, this was the case, and it came up a lot because Clay talked about this almost every chance he got. He kept saying, my daddy was a player. I don't know if I'm ready for marriage. He brought it up multiple times. Oh, and his daddy was a Rolling Stone, and he took him on a lot of his little trips to see his side pieces. And that's where he went supposedly... wrong. That is where he went wrong. But I think because, like I said, Netflix, you became an instant celebrity. I had to just Google Clay's parents and both of them popped up. They are now celebrities too, in some sense. And, you know, unfortunately, Clay's mom pulls him to the side after, you know, they make it there after, you know, Clay makes his decision and says that he no longer wants to be with AD at the altar. She pulls the father to the side and has a talk with him and says, you know, I think he brought a lot of, you know, what we had went through as a couple, as his parents in our marriage, to him, to the altar. And it helped, it influenced his decision. Sorry. And she even says to him that she learned a lot through this experience that she did not know. And that was that he used to bring, you know, Clay on his little rendezvous with the side chick. And I was so grateful that she brings that to his attention because they were married for 24 years. That's a long time. But I felt like that the scene, it was very beautiful. I feel like there was some deep healing. I feel like Trevor finally got it that, you know, it's really important to be an example for your children and to also be accountable for your behavior and even apologize to your child. And that's exactly what she says to him in the scene. Like, it's up to you to apologize to him and let him know that he doesn't get to carry the burden of our relationship or our failed relationship or the things that he's seen you done. You know. He's seen you do. So, Tribe, what's your thoughts on that? Do you feel like cheating is hereditary? Does it fall far from the tree? Like,
that's crazy. Do you
think that I don't think it's hereditary.
It's a generational thing, or
I wouldn't say it's hereditary, I would say kids learn from their parents, and they learn from what they see in their parents. Behavior. I don't think it's carried down in the bloodline. But it is something culturally that it's something that you, what do they call it? Nature versus nurture, right? This is going to be something that's nurture, right? Because I'm not going to lie. I think I told you guys, I've grown up and I've seen my father cheat a lot. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he's Trinidadian, right? And I've seen him cheat a lot. And, you know, when I grew up, it came to fruition to me at one point in my life that, you know, I'm a lot like my father and I never realized how much like him that I am. You know what I'm saying? And it's probably because he normalized the situation for me. And I really do think the fact that, you know, you're saying that, you know, a parent going to apologize to their kids to let them know that this shit is not normal and I did fuck up. You know what I'm saying? I think that that's important. That someone that you have to let your kids know that this is not normal. But we do grow up like thinking that, you know, this is just some normal shit. And I don't think it's hereditary. I just think it's nurture. You know what I'm saying? And that's my thought on it.
Right.
I'm
going to say, I agree. I don't think it's hereditary at all. And I think about even coming from maybe an abusive household, right? So if a child is seeing their parents be abusive to another parent, as they get older in their relationships, they may have that same form of abusiveness because that's what they see, right? So that is a learned behavior. That's what they know. It's common. It's nothing to them. This is what goes out of my household. So I grew up thinking this is okay. When in fact, it's not okay, right? So I don't think that it's hereditary, as you stated, but I do think it's a learned behavior. You know, when you grow up around you just grow up from what you know. You learn from what you see. Mm-hmm. Not that that's good or bad, but that's what you carry on into your adulthood because that's all you knew at that particular time.
100%.
So for your parents to come back and say, you know what, I know that you grew up seeing this, and I was, and what I did wasn't right, and I don't want you to carry this on, you know, because
and think
that,
that's okay,
yeah, and think that that's okay, correct? Yeah,
For real.
Damn, you know, it's funny though, because I grew up in a Jamaican household, and do I feel like the Gallus gene was you know, something that you just pass on? It kind of is and kind of isn't, and I say that to say, you know, when you live in a family, sometimes you hear the stories about who's the real Gallus and who's you know, or you just don't hear stories about people, but it doesn't mean that anybody just has such a clean record and shit like that. But at the same time, I do feel like there's a, it's not grooming necessarily, but I know a lot of the Jamaican men that I would hang around, even if we in like a barbecue or something, you know, they always about just getting the, you know, the women and shit. So it's just kind of groomed in us to, you know, be brave and just, you know, get what we want out of women a lot of the times, you know what I'm saying? Cause it ain't like they saying they preaching love all the time, because you, when you around the niggas who just is in parties and this is what we do, you know, you kind of understand there's a culture for it, or there's a time and place for it. But at the same time, to Shake's point, yeah, you grow out of it. You know what I'm saying? But I can't lie and act like I was never a Gallus. I was a Gallus before, but I feel like that was just my rites of passage though. It wasn't about, you know, did I want to become that? It was more or less like you just do this and then get it out your system and then you can find a way.
Yo, Flash.
I feel like,
oh, go ahead, Mash. Go ahead, Mash. My fault.
No, it's all good. I was gonna say that you touched on something really profound, Shake, when you said nature versus nurture. Right? When you said that, I started to think about what that means to me when I hear it, and I think about two different ways, right? When I think nature versus nurture, I think nature as in my nature, my natural feelings about things, right? And then I also think about my natural environment, right? Mm-hmm. So the environment I'm in also affects the decisions that I make, or the things that I see in my environment affect how I decide to moving forward. So that's the nature part. Then the nurture part is everything you get from a parent. Right. Everything you get from a parent to help coach you and push back on the way they think you should be as a person. Right.
Exactly.
But I think society, the nature part, is poco concurrent when it comes to men and their, you know, sexuality. Right. They care little when it comes to if we want to judge them for being more. What's that word? Promiscuous than women.
Promiscuous?
The nigga said poco concurrent, but go ahead.
I heard him fuck it up, but I'm trying to be nice.
That's not poco. Is that the word? Poco concurrent?
Nah, you said Pocahontas, nigga, but it is what it is.
I said poco concurrent.
Poco concurrent.
Continue with your thought. Well, my point is that society is more biased. Society is more biased to women when it comes to that, right? And I think as men, we are taught that it's okay for us to conquer women. It's a part of being a man, or at least in my world, it was a part of getting your notches, getting your experience up. So when you do meet someone, you don't let them take advantage of you, right? It's it's a sense of protection when it comes to men in that aspect. But I can understand why, you know, I can understand why there's such a heavy shadow over West Indian and Caribbean men, because a majority of the West Indian and Caribbean men that I personally know, you know what I mean? Got some bodies on them. You know, they got some bodies on them. And that's just what it is.
And that's another thing, that they plant seeds, that they have a lot of children too.
Bro, it's not just the men, bro. It's the women too, bro. I can't speak for them.
I can speak for the people that I
know. No, you know what it is too? Like, people are mystified about the sexual abilities of Caribbean people. I'm be honest with you. Like, when, like, certain women, they'll be like, you know, just because you're Jamaican, and be like, I heard about you, and be like, what'd you hear? You know what I'm saying? And then they always want to find out some shit like, is it true? And you're just like, what did you hear? And nobody ever tell you no shit really about what they hear. But besides the fact that, granted, Jamaican women might be a little bit more acrobatic, or they trying to do whatever in the bed. And I feel like it's even the same thing for Jamaican men. They feel like we jump off of speakers and backflip and do all types of shit in the room and shit.
You know, pass a Monday in the bedroom.
Yeah, honey.
And one more thing too, you got to remember, like, the songs that we have, nigga, Bedroom Bully, all this type of shit, nigga. These women want that shit, nigga.
Daggering.
That's our songs let you know what the fuck we doing.
So I know for a fact that there are groups of lonely women, okay, that like to go out to Jamaica looking for men to recruit.
Winston!
They go out to Jamaica looking for dudes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, you can't find a man back in America, down, nigga. Boy. Come to Jamaica. We going to Jamaica, and we going to find you a new husband. And that's what they be on that shit, yo. You know what I'm saying? So that's what be happening. But
Flash, Stella been getting her groove back.
You were. Flash, you had said some shit like you grow out of it, right? Like, that's not what I said, okay? You said what Shake said. I didn't grow out of it, okay? So I know niggas who could go in their 40s, 50s. They don't grow out of it until their dick stop working, okay? Fair, you know what I'm saying?
How many, Shake? How many of them are West Indian?
A lot of them.
But okay, anyhow. All right. Exactly,
but,
bro.
But
exactly.
For me to move away from it, it took more self-reflection on my part. Like, you have to grow up. You don't grow out of it, but you have to, like, grow up. If, as far as, like, you have to be able to self-reflect and you have to be able to understand that, you know, this is not the best version of yourself that you can be. And that these relationships, you have to really take a real look at these relationships outside of your relationship that you want to preserve and think to yourself, is this shit really worth it, bro? You know what I'm saying? So until you can get to that point, like I said, you could be in your 40s, 50s, even your 60s and still be out there cheating. But until you can get to that point where you're growing up, you know what I'm saying? You're going to continue that behavior.
And you might even fall into the behavior that you want to, which is, maybe I like multiple bitches. You know what I'm saying? And maybe that's just what I want. And I gotta let these hoes know I'm coming forthright with it. You know what I'm saying? Like I need to have multiple women, and that's just what it is.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Right. You poco corrente, nigga. Fuck out of here. Real shit.
Ding that man. Yo, you know. Well, one thing that I also want to touch on is the fact that on the show, AD, which is the person whose parent was taking him on missions with his when he was a kid.
Well, Clay.
Clay. Mm-hmm. At some point, you got to know, like, you got to move on past that, right? You have to move on past the fact that your dad was doing that with your mom. And if you felt that uncomfortable about what your father was doing, why are you on a show that's focused on marriage? Exactly. I mean, if you had all of this background trauma about getting married and being unsure if you'd be a good husband, why are you on the show? There was a scene when they was on, after they met each other, they went to, like,
when they went to DR, right? Was it DR?
Right, they went to DR and they were sitting poolside eating some food. Mm-hmm. And they were sitting there and he was looking into the distance, reflecting. And she was like, what's on your mind? And he was like, I think I'm going to be a bad husband. He was just putting out all his self-doubt from jump. And in my mind, I'm like, this is a bad show for you, bro. This is not the right shit for you if that's how you coming into this situation.
Right.
I just thought that was really irresponsible. And not I think only he that, mishandled her it, because of that.
He's putting that in the atmosphere when he's talking like that. So what you're putting that to existence of you being a bad husband instead of saying, you know what, I want to be the opposite from what I saw of my father.
Right.
You know,
right.
He could have said something like that. Like, you know what, I seen a lot and I was traumatized. I seen how my father did my mother, but I want to try to be different than that. I want to be a positive husband.
Exactly.
I want to not do these things. He could have tried to put that into the atmosphere instead of just every minute talking about how he's scared and he doesn't want to be, you know, he's going to be a bad husband. That's what I say. You know what I mean?
So. From the RFB. From the RFB.
He's bad.
Okay. From the RFB. I'm going to let you know. I'm going to put that into context for you. When he came out and said, I'm a bad husband, right? What he meant to say is, bitch, I'm actively cheating right now. So, you know what I'm saying? This is what's going on.
I'm trying to do better. I'm trying to do better.
I need to let you know that I'm bad at this. I'm actively doing this shit.
That's facts.
Sometimes you need to translate this shit to women. This is what's going on. What is he saying when he says he's not?
He's code switching. He's code switching.
He's telling you he's cheating. This is what he does right now. This is what he's doing.
Yo, Mike Epps had gotten to heat recently because of that, because he went on a podcast and he's married to his wife and he was talking about, you know, he still has issues, you know, being able to respect, you know, women and be faithful type of shit. It was along the lines of that type of conversation while everybody's looking like, nigga, you married. How you fucking, like, you know, 50, 60 saying this shit?
Having all these problems.
Like, you still don't know how to. And maybe that's part of him being honest with himself, too. And people are just throwing him flack because they like, you married, nigga. How you have, and maybe your wife don't know that you having these issues or whatever the case is. But, you know, he ended up apologizing and all that other shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it is what it is.
What was wrong with what he said, though, is what the question is I got. What was wrong about the statement?
I guess he had said it from a place of is present with how he was feeling in terms of being, you know, not being faithful and wanting to someday treat women better while he's married. You know, I guess that's something to the comments he was saying.
Got you. Right. Got it.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Wait, hold up. All right. Hold on. Let me get on right quick. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So it's looking like it's time to wrap up the show. All right. Yeah. And I know.
Where's TJ?
Oh, my girl TJ. She had to get out of here early.
She's Poco Concurrent. She's Poco Concurrent.
I'm saying? Even worried. Yes.
Poco Karate. Poco Karate.
Karate. Yo, you keep saying current.
You're going to take away a point, bro. Because, you know.
Are we changing the rules? Okay.
Like you saying the word, but like you're not even putting no effort into it. You real Poco Karate about how you even say the word and shit. It's crazy, man. Like, study this shit, man. It's easy.
Flash just
I didn't even
tied.
Know what the word was.
Flash just tied it up,
all right,
okay?
Come on, let's get this
so
out of here.
So for the word
right.
of the week, my so man the Flash just tied it up. All right,
so, come so with we, sentences.
Me and Mo are going to figure out who is the winner. We have a showdown. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the showdown. Let's go.
Hoodie
are you ready?
Coming out here
hoodies up. Hoodies up. Who's up first?
You know what I mean? I feel like in this world, if you don't cheat respectfully, then you're real Poco Karate about your relationship. Hoodie Flash out here. Talk to me.
Don't say Poco Concurrent, my nigga.
All right,
you ready?
Go ahead.
It's on you, Flash.
I mean, go ahead,
it's
Matt.
It's on
you
bro. It's on you.
Oh, we tied up.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I thought you were shot when you shake.
You.
Oh,
no, nigga,
my bad.
Poco Karate. I just told you.
Yeah. You were saying it right at first, Mash. You said it right at first. You just fucked up towards the end. Poco Karate.
Got it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm so used to winning on Poco Karate.
Is that what we doing?
So I'm gonna be honest with you, Mo. Oh. I like mm-hmm. Flash's sentence a lot better. So I'm gonna have to give it to Mash. How about you?
What?
I mean,
so you just said you
give
like
it to Flash
sentence.
No,
you
I'm giving it to Flash.
Mash.
I'm gonna give it to Flash.
What is the meaning of Poco Karate again? Because remember,
Poco Karate. Oh, my fault. It means caring, little, indifferent, or apathetic. That means you don't care. Okay. My fault. We should have let you
okay.
know.
Okay.
So, Poco Karate.
Yeah. Flash sentence was?
I said, if you don't cheat respectfully, that means you're real Poco Karate about your relationship. I said that with the hoodie on. Mm,
okay. Yeah. Okay. And I like both of them. I'll give it to Flash.
I already knew it was.
You really don't care if you're cheating.
I'm Poco Karate about winning.
Hoodie
yo,
Flash.
Yo, put me on the big screen. Let me check us out of here.
Hoodie Flash, tell him Flash.
Go ahead, Flash.
Tell
him
where to find us. All right. 2020. I know y'all niggas see this. The hoodie's out. And I'm sorry for having a goon out like this on niggas because niggas don't respect my name. But anyway, y'all gonna respect this shit because this is a So Ratchet podcast.
Go ahead, Flash.
All right, they call this the Sophisticatedly Ratchet podcast depending on what side of the room you just want to be on sometimes. All right. Right now, I'm on the winning side. This is what winners do. Check me out, nigga. These are winning glasses. This is what you wear. But you know what you should see? You should see us on YouTube. You know where you can find us? At So Ratchet Podcast. If you type that mm-hmm. in with the space in the middle, mm-hmm. So Ratchet and then Podcast. Mm-hmm. You know where else you can find us? Mm-hmm. IG yeah. at SoRatchetPodcast.com. We are in TikTok at SoRatchetPodcast.com. Mm-hmm. Shit, we even on motherfucking Twitter. And we tweet sometimes, but that's at So Ratchet Pod. All right? So check us out. We do it live once every month at the first week. On Wednesday, all right? So check us out, because we up there, all right? And we not being all Poco Karate about this shit. You know, just adding insult
Whoa!
To injury. Insult to injury. Bing, ding that
Let's
man
go!
Again. Even in the after, overtime. But anyway, catch us, all right? Because we here.
It is the
this
longest
is
outro ever.
I know.
This shit has been running for mad right. fucking long.
Thank
Did you hit it twice? What the fuck? Clap it up. Let's go. Let's wrap this shit up. Let's go.
The extra points on the board. It's crazy.
And we going to tell the squad. One more, we gonna tell the tribe, yo, thanks for listening and make sure you see how my fucking stay safe. Right. Peace
Thank
out.
Thank you. Peace. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Sophisticatedly Ratchet podcast. Let us know your thoughts on the episode. Do you agree? Disagree? Tell us how you really feel.
You can email us at soratchetpodcast@gmail.com.
We release a new episode every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast from. We also go live on YouTube the first Wednesdays of each month. Please be sure to subscribe and follow us on IG, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. Go to the srpodcast.com to link to all our social media platforms. Don't forget to like and share our episodes with your fellow sophisticatedly ratchet friends. See y'all next Wednesday.